think it's important that, you know, the umbrella of Donegal Tourism, that umbrella brings on Anishone. We have Explore Anishone, Go Visit Anishone at the minute, which is funded through Pubble. We have a manager there that we know. We got an email to say the manager is moving on. Manager's done a fantastic job in selling the peninsula. But I think that's the way that works is not working in the best interests of the Anishone Peninsula. I think the umbrella of Donegal Tourism needs to expand to include Go Visit Anishone. The funding that has been brought into the county through Donegal Tourism needs to, that funding needs to fund Go Visit Anishone here in the peninsula, so that we don't have situations where we bring in staff and their staff there, that they move on to the jobs, that the jobs are fruitful enough that they can stay at them, and that umbrella allows for the staff in Anishone to attend, you know, like conferences and attend things to promote the county, to promote the peninsula, and also that funding includes for brochures and a way to sell the peninsula as best we can, because, you know, this year has been a very difficult year in tourism. The numbers around the peninsula are down. I know the weather has probably a knock-on effect in that, but we need to make sure that we do our best for the likes of Go Visit Anishone to make sure that we can sell the peninsula as best we can. And I don't think at the minute, the way the funding is distributed in Donegal, that Anishone is coming out the better of it. And I think that there needs to be a level playing field. And I'll be calling that the Donegal Tourism umbrella covers now the Anishone Peninsula.
And it's just good business if you are advertising the county as a whole. You can entice people to stay for longer and travel from place to place. Donegal is a big county. And whenever you, whenever you're looking at business or business people are speaking, they do say that most profits, your profits will come from a small cohort of people. So it's just getting them in and having them stay longer.
Yeah, it's vitally important that we sell Donegal as a whole. You know, the Donegal brand is from Malinhead to Bundoran and east to west. So, you know, we need to sell the county as a whole. Going back, you know, a number of months ago, I was at a tourism meeting where we were told that only one tour operator travels to Malinhead. You know, and that statistic is startling. Like, and if you look at the number of tour operators that come to the south of the county versus the number of tour operators that come to the north of the county, there's a massive difference there. And I think that the playing field, as I say, is not a level one at the minute. And I think that we, you know, have to make that playing field a level one, because it has to be level for the businesses that are dependent on tourism, particularly from, you know, May to September, to survive. And if we don't do that, there will be a number of businesses that will be closing. That's a fact. So we have to wake up here and make sure that, you know, the county, again, is sold as a whole, but that the whole county is funded as a whole as well, that we don't have one element of the county out on its own trying to survive and not getting the funding when other elements of the county are. And I think that needs to be levelled out very, very quickly.